From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pressure is growing on Pakistani leader Pervez Musharraf to bring an end to emergency rule and to go ahead with elections. Today, President Bush phoned General Musharraf, who is both president and head of Pakistan's military. He asked him to hold elections soon and to give up his military uniform.
So I had a very frank discussion with him. Look, our objective is the same in Burma as it is in Pakistan, and that is to promote democracy. There is a difference, however. Pakistan has been on the path to democracy. Burma hadn't been on the path to democracy.
President Bush spoke at a joint news conference with French President, who is visiting at Mount Vernon today. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto added her voice to the growing campaign against the state of emergency in Pakistan. In a few minutes, we'll hear from one of Pervez Musharraf's chief legal advisers about the justification for suspending Pakistan's constitution. First, this report from NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and General Musharraf were never friends, but they nearly became allies. For months, they negotiated over a power-sharing deal. But, as Bhutto told a press conference today, the general has put an end to all that.
We wanted a political transition to democracy. We engaged with negotiations with General Musharraf, but instead he suspended the constitution.
Now Bhutto's come to Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. She says she won't meet Musharraf, but she does have some demands.
If General Musharraf wants to kick-start the negotiations again for a peaceful transition, then he must revive the constitution, retire as Chief of Army Staff by November 15, and hold elections as scheduled, called on November 15, for January 16, under a newly constituted election commission.
Not far away from the press conference, a group of people is angrily chanting slogans against Musharraf. They're surrounded by dozens of TV cameras and photographers. The TV crews are filming close up. That way the world won't know the crowd's tiny, a few hundred at most, and vastly outnumbered by riot police. The police are blocking an avenue leading to Parliament nearby. Later they fire in a few tear gas shells and rough up a handful of people. Overall, though, this is a token protest by activists from Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party. That's exactly what it's meant to be, a cameo performance to pressure Musharraf. Bhutto says far bigger protests are planned if the general refuses her demands.
And if this is not done, then from November 13, we will start a long march from Lahore through to Islamabad, to Pindi and Islamabad, where we will do a sit-in to demand the restoration of our constitution. We've invited
Bhutto's party is the largest in Pakistan. In her stronghold, Sindh province and southern Punjab, she can mobilize vast crowds of party supporters. Last month, she did so. Several hundred thousand greeted her when she flew into Karachi after 8 years overseas. 140 of them died that night when her convoy was bombed. No one knows how Musharraf will respond to the demands of Bhutto, who's backed by the US and Britain. But her threat of mass action may bear some weight. In another part of Islamabad, another demonstration's underway. Again, it's tiny, though for the first time some students are taking part. Musharraf's security forces have arrested thousands in the last few days. Protesters have been beaten and threatened with prosecution under draconian anti-terror laws. Cardiologist Mohammed Asad Ali Salim has never before participated in a demonstration. He says he feels he has now to express his opposition to the emergency, but he understands why most Pakistanis are staying home.
There's a state of fear gripping the whole country here. People, we have no rights. They can put me in the jail. I can be a missing person. No one can. Where is my family going to go? Before that, there were courts to protect the people. Now there are no courts.
This raises a question. Does Benazir Bhutto have the ability to mobilize the general public, the multitude who have so far not got involved? Salim seems doubtful. He says political parties in Pakistan are not much liked, including Bhutto's.
We are very disappointed with the political parties. Everyone is after their own agenda. but we don't care about them, you know?
Today's small turnout of protesters doesn't discourage Salim.
Lack of success does not justify the crime of silence. We're going to continue this struggle.
So, it seems, is Bhutto. On Friday, her party's planning a rally in the city of Rawalpindi. The authorities say they'll stop it from going ahead. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.